May Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, yeah, so the race has now started. We're going to give you a quick rundown and then throw back to Sienna on first post. The Corpus M1, St. Cat's M2, Claire M2, Emma M2, Sarah Witt M2, Petey Towse M2, first and third and M3, Gerton M2, Tet Hall M2, Lady Margaret M3, Queen's M3, Emma M3, Robinson M2, Churchill M2, Magdalen M2, Claire M3, Phipps M2. Sienna is at first post corner. Sienna.
Yes, so far no bumps. But Sarah and Sarah have been gaining on...
Sienna, what's happening down at first post?
Unfortunately, Tim, we've lost the connection to Sienna. So can you tell us what you're seeing there? Are you at Grassy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm up at, I'm up on Long Reach, so Olivia is down on Grassy.
Hello, well, yes, Corpus and Kat, Claire and Emma have all cruised past me, no bumps here. I can see Selwyn coming up now with Peterhouse edging up closer, but still probably a length in it. Not much going on here, actually. Everyone's looking pretty clear. Any bumps anywhere else?
No pass, please.
So the boats are now approaching me at Ditton. I can see Corpus, who are cruising past the plough now. They're being chased by St. Catherine's M2. St. Cat's M2 actually got their blades last year, so they're going to be looking to bump up again and continue that run. But the gap is opening up between them and Corpus to about two lengths now. Claire M2 are closing down on St. Cat's M2, actually, so maybe St. Cat's aren't going to be able to extend their blades from last year. It is still on station though, but that will be something to watch going round on to the Long Reach. Then behind Claire you have Emma M2, who are closing it down. That's one whistle there, so Emma are within half a boat length. Now it looks like they are going to push. The back party are trying to get Emma to push as they come round. Emma are taking an incredibly tight line around Ditton corner here. They're closing on Claire rapidly now. Claire desperately trying to get away from them, but Emma are just taking such a tight line around Ditton corner that they're managing to gain quite a lot on that Claire boat. Tim, can you see any more on the Long Reach?
Not quite yet. They're still quite a long way off. It looks like Corpus have still got a nice strong lead there over St. Cat's, but it is looking very bunched up down on Long Reach. I can see them come around the corner with Claire being caught up. Well, it's very, very close there behind Claire, but they're just a little bit out of my sight. Do we have anyone down on First Post or Grassy?
Grassy at Magdalen. Magdalen is a cruise path, but on First Post corner, it looks as though possibly
Jack.
Churchill have been bumped. Over to you, Jack.
So just after Emma are closing down rapidly on Claire, behind them, Peterhouse are closing really fast on Selwyn now. They're down to about a yard in it. They are going to catch them before long. Selwyn are trying to pull into the banks to try and evade the bump of Peterhouse M2 there. But I think that bump's going to happen. It looks ahead of that Emma M2 did get that bump on Claire M2. And we're just waiting for confirmation of this bump of Peterhouse M2 on Selwyn M2. I think there's probably overlap now. Tim, can you see what's going on between Peterhouse and Selwyn?
Between Peterhouse and Selwyn, it's really difficult to say. Like you said, Claire M2 and Emma M2, there was definitely a bump there. I'm now down near the finish line, and Corpus are still in the lead by about 2.5 or 3 lengths. So that could close. But yeah, back to you, Jack.
I can confirm that Selwyn M2 have just been bumped by Peterhouse M2. First and third M3, a boat that spooned last year. I've got lots of clear water behind them. And it looks like passing me now are Queens, which means we have 3 boats, bizarrely. Gerton M2, Trinity M2, and Lady Margaret M3 that are unaccounted for. Queens are chasing down first and third down the Long Reach now. There's about 2 or 3 lengths in it. If we pop back to Grassy, can we find out what happened to Gerton, Trinity Hall, and Lady Margaret at all?
Not yet, I don't think. I don't think nothing happened here, but I think it might be further down on First Post corner. Sienna, can you fill me in there? Seems like we might have lost Sienna. Jack, any further ideas?
Okay, well, I'm not entirely sure there, but then behind Queens, we have Emma M3, Robinson M2, and Churchill M2 all missing again because Magdalen have just rowed past me. So that's two blocks of three boats that have disappeared. Now, what normally that means is that two boats have bumped, probably they failed to clear, and technical rowovers will be awarded. But I will try and find out some more about that for you. Tim, has the first and third battle versus Queen's got any closer down on Long Reach?
So, we are down here on the Long Reach, and there's probably still a solid three lengths in it between first and third and Girton. So, first and third and... Queen's. My bad. So, like you say, there are three boats missing. Queen's look like they might not catch up with first and third. Well, having said that, as they approach the final bridge, there is a solid two lengths between them. Just to go through what I've got so far, I've seen Corpus and Singing Cats look like they're both rowing over at the top. Then we had Claire M2 bumped by Emma M2. Selwyn M2 bumped by Peterhouse M2. First and third look like they're going to row over. From where I'm standing, I think they're just going to make it without Queen's M3 catching them. Now, that's interesting because if you're looking at your chart, there's a gap there of three boats. Now, that must be something that happened early on at first post reach. We're going to have to confirm that with you a little bit later thanks to technical difficulties, which mean we can't quite see down the reach. I mean, obviously, such a difficult thing to keep track of all these bumps. So Queen's M3 rowing over by the looks of it. And then there's another gap of about three boats. Emma, Robinson and Churchill kind of mysteriously not appearing. And then Magdalen M2 rowing over. And then just kind of, I can just see quiet, really. It looks like Clara approaching me. I can't see anything. Of course, I can't see anything in the hair because Magdalen rowed over. Claire just comfortably rowing past. I think people are just making it back. This is going to be a difficult one. We're going to have to confirm it, I think, a little bit later. I'll get on my bike now and run up to the results tent and find out what happened early on in the race.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
I have the results for M3. So at the top of the division, Corpus Christi M1 rode over. St. Cat's M2 rode over. Claire M2 was bumped by Emma M2. Selwyn M2 was bumped by Peterhouse M2. First and third M3 rode over. Girton were bumped by Trinity Hall M2. Sorry, Girton M2 bumped by Trinity Hall M2. Lady Margaret M3 rode over. Queen's M3 rode over. Emma M3 bumped by Robinson M2. Churchill M2 rode over. Magdalen M2 rode over. Claire M3 rode over. And Fitzwilliam M2 were bumped by the sandwich boat, which, off the top of my head, was that Claire Hall? I wonder if you could just confirm that in the studio.
Yes, it was Claire Hall. Yep, congratulations,
Claire Hall bumped up on Fitzwilliam M2.